because the price they're paying is very high, despite their tough talk and their flowery language and their stupid Lego videos they put out. I've never seen them, but they put these things out on social media. Despite all that bravado, they are suffering tremendously, and they're going to suffer more until they come to their senses. They're not there yet, unfortunately.
Which country is it
came to you? Oh, I can't tell you who told me.
This is my video update on this Saturday afternoon, July the 25th. Coming to you from Athens, Greece. Let's talk about some news. And let's start things off with the big Russian missile strike into Kiev yesterday that I discussed in my video update from yesterday, which targeted a weapons exhibition. And the reports that we are getting from various sources in Ukraine and outside Ukraine are that this strike into this weapons and drone event did a lot of damage. It also took out a lot of high-level weapons officials and business people. Ukrainian weapons officials and business people, as well as foreign business people who were attending this event in order to check out the Ukrainian weapons and Ukrainian drone technology. And the interesting part about this strike from Russia was that it took place in the middle of the day, in daytime, with all the lights, all the sunlight, no nighttime cover of the darkness. And at the same time, during the same, at the same day, you had representatives from Raytheon visiting Le Gobelin Vert. Le Gobelin Vert took a meeting with the MIC company Raytheon, which I believe along with Lockheed Martin, they produce Patriot systems and interceptors. Am I right about that? So Russia hitting a weapons event in the middle of the day with Raytheon representatives, I believe the vice president of Raytheon in Kiev, meeting with Le Gobelin Vert. No Ukrainian air defense to knock down the Russian attack. And many weapons officials and MIC people and military people were at this event. 100 or so casualties. And I believe that at the time of recording this video, 8 to 10 people were actually killed at this event, and they were advertising this weapons event like all over the place. To the public, this event was being advertised, this weapons exhibition. And all kinds of people from outside Ukraine were attending this weapons event. So I think this is a bigger story than the media is letting on. Actually, the collective West media is not talking so much about this Russian attack. Russia sending a message, perhaps, to the collective West, to the MIC companies, to Raytheon that manufactures the Patriot. It does manufacture the Patriot, right? Okay, I think it does with Lockheed. But in the middle of the day, the Russian military saying, we can hit you anytime, anywhere, any place, nighttime, daytime, and we'll even strike when you have your MIC Raytheon officials visiting you, Le Gobelin Vert. So Russia is also hitting post offices. They hit a post office, a couple of post offices in the Sumy area. And these are facilities that the Russian military is saying are used to send weapons to the front. Logistic nodes. The same excuse or the same reasoning that the Ukraine military is putting out there for the attacks on Wildberries warehouses. The claim that is being made is that the Wildberries warehouses and logistics centers are used to send equipment and weapons and drone components or whatever the military needs. It's purchased through Wildberries and it goes to the Russian military. That's the excuse that they've been running with as to why they are hitting the Wildberries facilities. Of course, the Telegraph, they published an article yesterday and they kind of gave the game away when they interviewed one of the drone commanders who said, the reason we're hitting the Wildberries facilities is because we want to cause pain for Russian customers who are purchasing their stuff through Wildberries, which is a type of Amazon for Russia. So that statement from the drone officer completely debunks what much of the collective West media is saying and what some Ukrainian politicians are running with as to why Wildberries is being targeted. The reason that they're now saying Wildberries is used to send military equipment to the front line is because the United Nations, they actually put out a statement a couple of days ago, and they said that that Ukraine going after an online retailer warehouse is a war crime. So damage control had to kick in, and they had to start saying that Wildberries is actually a logistics hub for the Russian military, which is complete nonsense, but they had to put that out there because of the UN statement. And then the Telegraph interviews the drone commander who says, now we're hitting Wildberries because we want to cause pain and anger in Russia amongst Russian citizens. But now Russia, in retaliation, it seems, is going after post offices, because the post offices are a place where people send, or where the military can send or distribute equipment, drone parts, components, helmets, whatever. And you had two post offices smashed, maybe even more than two, yesterday by the Russian military. Everything is game now. There's nothing off limits. And this doesn't only go for the conflict in Ukraine. Whether it's e-commerce, whether it's ships, grain ships, oil tankers, kidnapping presidents, nothing is off limits anymore. So Trump, he put out an interesting couple of posts on Truth Social. By the way, the Russian military continues to hit tankers and ships, grain ships, or anything that is trying to make its way into Odessa. It's still amazing that there are some ships that are trying to actually make it to Odessa. That's kind of mind-blowing, given the very effective blockade that Russia has. But my sense of these ships is that they're desperate to try and get weapons either into Odessa or something like that. Or maybe they were ships that have already delivered weapons into Odessa, and now they're trying to get out because the Russian military claims that that one of the schemes that the collective West had going on is that they would use ships to bring weapons into Ukraine, and then they leave with grain. This is what many Kremlin officials and the Russian military claim. That's what was going on in Odessa. But there are still some ships that are trying to make it in or trying to get out, and Russia is enforcing that blockade. Romania knocked down a drone yesterday as well. Lieutenant Dan, the leader of Romania, he posted on X that the Romanian Air Force, using an F-16, I want to say, they knocked down a drone that was threatening Romania. No casualties, no injuries. I don't think any damage or anything like that happened by knocking down this drone. I don't think Lieutenant Dan said from where the drone came from whence, speaking like Trump in his Truth Social post. I do not believe that Lieutenant Dan stated from whence forth the drone came from. Ukrainian drone, of course. And Ursula even posted about it. She thanked Lieutenant Dan of Romania and the bravery of Lieutenant Dan for knocking down the drone. They don't want to say Ukrainian drone, right? They don't want to say that because they want to blame everything on Russia. What an amazing tree. And a whole lot of garbage. A whole lot of trash over there anyway. So going back to Trump's posts on Truth Social, two long posts from the U.S. president on Truth Social. And we'll start off with the post he made, or the post allegedly that he wrote on Truth Social about Russian and Chinese weapons to Iran. And according to the president of the United States, he has spoken to Xi, he has spoken to Putin, and they promised him that they would not sell weapons, give or sell weapons directly to Iran. President Xi, at our recent meeting in Beijing, China, told me that he would not, under any circumstances, give or sell weapons to the Islamic Republic of Iran. And that statement included Chinese companies. Considering our relationship, I take him at his word. And besides, I am doing him very big favors also. Likewise, President Putin, despite the horrible war going on in Ukraine, the relationship remains as it does with President Zelensky, told me that he would not sell weapons to Iran. He understands that I do not sell weapons to Ukraine, but to NATO countries. They pay full price, and how those weapons are distributed, I have no idea. Of course you don't. Therefore, two major countries that people speak of often in terms of Iran are, in my opinion, not participating. If they did, it would be very bad for them. Certainly not in their best interests. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. This post follows the Rubio Lavrov meeting in Manila, where without a doubt the subject of Russia helping out Iran came up. We had the Reuters exclusive report, which claimed that Russia provided or may have provided targeting data to Iran so that they could hit CIA facilities back in March. CIA facilities hit with precision. And now you have Trump posting this on Truth Social. It's interesting that Trump mentions in this post that he sells weapons to NATO countries and he has no idea where those weapons go. No clue. No clue. I don't know. I give those weapons and what NATO does with them. I sell those weapons and what NATO does with them. I don't know. And I sell them at full price, not a discount. I don't sell them at a discount. No. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. that he mentioned that in this Truth Social post. Of course, Putin believes him, right? The Kremlin believes him. Look, Mr. President Putin, look, Trump sells the weapons at full price to NATO countries. Trust us, our intel says that he has no clue where those weapons go. Really, President Putin, he has no clue. So Russia and China could do the same, right? They could do the same. They could sell weapons at full price to whoever. And what those buyers do with those weapons? What does Xi or Putin know? Listen, President Trump, I sell the weapons full price to X, Y, and Z. I don't know what they do with them. How am I supposed to know? You know, I sell them weapons. I sell them clothes. I sell them food. I don't know. Package it all up. I just send it off. I don't know where it goes after that. Incredible. So Trump also posted on Truth Social about the European Union, and he is launching a 301 investigation. A 301. EU, you've been 301'd. This has to do with tariffs. I talked about this in my video update yesterday, way towards the end. That's why it's very important to watch my videos all the way to the end. This was my last story, and it had to do with a new tariff method that the Trump administration has come up with, because the previous tariff method that was struck down by the Supreme Court and was only going to last 150 days expired yesterday. And so Trump and his team figured out a new tariff method, which deals with 301 investigations. And they are conducting what are called 301 investigations on forced labor, countries that are using forced labor to get a competitive advantage, a trade advantage over the United States. And those countries that are using forced labor, like countries in the European Union, according to Trump, will get tariffed 10 to 12.5%. And now the Trump administration is going to launch an additional 301 investigation against the European Union because of all the fines that it is putting on U.S. big tech. And they are fining big tech a whole lot. We're talking Apple and Facebook. And they've been fining Google like crazy. The European Union has been financing the entire union. The entire EU is pretty much being financed by these fines being placed on Google. They fined Google yesterday something along the lines of €1 million. So I've done a circle right now. I've done a complete circle. I started off over there. I went around and ended up here. Anyway, where should we go? Let's walk back down that way and go up that way. Let's walk back. So all of these fines on these American big tech companies that are funding and financing the broke and busted EU and the EU member states, the United States is getting sick of it. And the Trump administration is getting sick of it. Biden didn't really care that much, the Biden administration, but Trump is now saying, you know what? We're gonna launch another 301 investigation. So they already have the one 301 investigation, and they're already talking about forced labor from EU member states, and they're gonna get tariffed. And now you're going to have another 301 investigation. And Trump posted about this on Truth Social. Should I read you the post? Let's read a little bit of it, or maybe I'll read you all of it. Let's see. The European Union is at it again, and as usual, taking direct aim at great American companies after having fined Apple, Meta, Amazon, Google, billions and billions of dollars, by the way, that they're finding these companies. Billions of dollars trying to gain an advantage. Trump says this brings the Google total to $18 billion they fined Google. This illegal and highly discriminatory practice started at these high levels during the first year of the sleepy Joe Biden administration. Okay. The United States of America is not a piggy bank for Europe, nor will we allow it to be. Please let this truth serve to represent that we will immediately initiate a 301 investigation into the practice of robbing American companies, and in turn, the American taxpayer, the European Union, will pay a very big price for this illegal and highly unethical conduct, which I have consistently warned them about. The penalties will be entirely reversed, and we anticipate a substantial tariff to be placed on them at the earliest possible moment. Stay tuned, President Donald J. Trump. So more tariffs and more fines on the EU. Stunning and Brave was very unhappy about the first 301 tariff investigation and the result that tariffs will be placed on EU member states because of forced labor. Stunning and Brave said, come on, the EU, forced labor? We have the best labor laws, she said, the absolute best. I can't believe that the United States is going to possibly tariff us 10 to 12.5%. Stunning and Brave was shocked. She was absolutely shocked at this announcement. Maybe she should fly to D.C. and take a meeting with Marco Rubio. Use that diplomatic skill to try and reverse this decision. If Marco Rubio would only meet with her, because Marco Rubio refuses to meet with Stunning and Brave. So no EU diplomacy to reverse these tariff decisions, at least not anytime soon. So everything is fair game. Nothing is off limits. Saudi Arabia, they launched attacks into Yemen, targeting the Houthis, causing a lot of damage in Yemen. Yemen vowed retaliation, and boy, did they retaliate yesterday. They retaliated really hard. Not good for global energy, what I'm about to tell you, because the Houthis, they smashed the Aramco refinery in Jazan. We have all the images and the videos of Jazan refinery burning. I've read reports which claim that Saudi Arabia is going to have to take that refinery offline for 3 to 4 months, because the damage is extensive. And if you go by the photos and the fires, which I believe are still burning as I am recording this video, then it looks like we have more trouble in the oil markets. So the air defense, where was the air defense? Where were those patriots? The Houthis smashing Saudi Arabia's Aramco. Yesterday, we didn't have a U.S. strike actually into Iran. So we had 13 days in a row of airstrikes, and they stopped there. Yesterday, we had a pause, a one-day pause. The reason that we had the pause is because, or at least this is what the media is telling us. I don't know if I believe this, but they say the reason for the pause is because Trump was holding the White House correspondents' dinner, where all of the D.C. elite, the politicians and the media elite, they all get together, and the president cracks jokes about them, and I guess they make jokes about the president, and they eat their shrimp cocktails and laugh and yuck it up as the D.C. elites. And the last time they tried to hold the White House correspondents' dinner, remember, they had the shooting at the hotel. So this is the do-over, the rescheduled dinner. And so that took place yesterday. And the statements from the White House and the media are that we didn't get a U.S. strike in Tehran because Trump was holding this dinner. I don't buy it at all. But anyway, that's the excuse that they're running with. Something tells me that the U.S. is running low on weapons. Well, the media is telling us that the U.S. is running low on weapons, so maybe they needed a day. Maybe they need a day or two pause. So the White House correspondence dinner, to be quite honest, I heard most of it. I guess all the segments that came out from Trump's speech. And it wasn't very funny. The usual jokes about what it's like to be president, about the wars, about the media, and the relationship between the executive and the media. The usual stuff that all the presidents say. There was nothing new or nothing exceptionally funny at this event, the do-over event. Early Christian Basilica. Yeah, I can see it. Not much left, but yeah. So the ICC, the court, they have voted to remove Khan. Khan has been Alinsky cursed. Yeah, it's an Alinsky curse. It's an Alinsky curse, no doubt about it. Because before he put the arrest warrant on Netanyahu, who did he put an arrest warrant on? Which was purely for political reasons. He put it on Putin at the behest of the Biden administration. He put the arrest warrant on Putin, taking the side of Project Ukraine, taking the side of Biden. And he was hailed as heroic, Mr. Khan. And then he was pressured. He didn't really have much choice. Pressured because of the moves from South Africa when it came to Netanyahu. And he was put in a tough position where he had to put an arrest warrant on Netanyahu. And then when he put the arrest warrant on Netanyahu, that's when the United States turned on him. A sex scandal broke out. And the employee, his assistant, she was working in his office. She actually gave an interview to a sophisticated journalist and international correspondent, Christiane Amanpour, yesterday on CNN. And then you had the vote from the ICC, and they voted that Khan has to go. Khan is gone. He's going to appeal this, but he's Audi 5000. Khan should have never made it political with Putin from the get-go, Mr. Khan. That was your mistake right there. You made it political with Putin, and then you thought you had won favor with the United States, and then South Africa came along. And they completely outplayed you and outsmarted you. And they put you in a difficult position where you had to put the arrest warrant on Netanyahu. And then the United States turned on you. There you go. ICC member states vote to dismiss Chief Prosecutor Khan. Khan, the wrath of Khan. The wrath of Khan no more. So, Musk. Elon Musk gave an interview to the neocon publication, The Economist. I don't know why he decided to give an interview to the neocon publication, The Economist, Elon Musk, but he decided to do it. And the person that was interviewing him was Zany Minton Bedos. So Zany interviewed Elon for The Economist, and they talked about tech and AI, and of course, being the neocon economist, they also talked about geopolitics and local politics as well. Musk's views on U.S. politics. But when it comes to geopolitics, Musk told Zany that when it comes to Project Ukraine, Russia is not going to be leaving the oblasts, which are now part of the Russian Federation, according to the Russian Constitution, but they're not going to be leaving the oblasts that they currently hold. And Musk said that he is very, very sickened when there is no peace in Ukraine and all of the politicians are having expensive dinners, and they're planning to continue escalating the war, and they're drinking their champagne. And Musk said this is just horrific, because what they should be doing is trying to deal with reality, which is Russia is not leaving, and just decide on a peace when it comes to Ukraine. I don't think I have his, well, let me see if I have his exact quote, just to make sure that I'm not messing up what Musk said. Here we go. I'm really annoyed by these fancy diplomats eating seven-course dinners in fancy places while people are dying on the front lines and pontificating that Russia should withdraw its troops. That is what Musk said. Maria Zakharova, she replied to Musk, to this statement from Musk, and she posted on Telegram that I would like to take that idea a step further and suggest removing Starlink from Ukraine so people would stop dying. Yeah, Musk is not going to do that. Because when it comes to the military component of Starlink, Musk has zero control of that. So we can now go to our clown worlds and we begin with Germany's Bild. Germany's Bild put out an article with the title, Russians pay almost 4 euros for a liter of fuel. And then when you look at the video that accompanies this article, it zooms into the price of fuel at this Russian fuel station, and it is 80 cents. So they say four euros for a liter of fuel, and then you zoom in, and this is the Bild article, you zoom in and it says 80 cents. They don't have very good editing at Bild for their propaganda. German media, my God. What else? Sticking with Germany, there is a mini scandal that appears to be brewing in and around Nord Stream. Apparently the previous administration, they knew that, or they were tipped off by intel that some sort of an attack was going to happen against Nord Stream. And allegedly they did nothing. They did absolutely nothing, even though they were tipped off about an attack. The Netherlands also said that an attack was going to come with regards to Nord Stream. But the scandal is that nothing was done. And then Nord Stream went boom. How did Intel know that an attack was going to happen? How did Intel know this? I know how. Because Biden told Olaf Scholz in the White House that an attack was going to happen. He said it right there. Olaf Scholz standing next to him. We're going to take care of Nord Stream. How are you going to do that? We're going to take care of it, Biden told the reporter. Don't you worry. We're going to take care of Nord Stream. That's how everyone knew an attack on Nord Stream was coming. So that was interesting news. An interesting scandal brewing in Germany. And finally, we have the news that Zuckerberg's Meta is launching Facebook Verified, a free badge to verify there is a real person behind a profile with a biometric scan of your face. I think Google is about to launch the same thing, if I'm not mistaken. But Meta is already putting out videos of the face scan to make sure you're a real person. It's for your safety, everybody. Facebook wants to get a scan of your face just to make sure you're real. Nothing else. That's it. They're looking after you. Anyway, that is the video. Like this video. Smash that like. If you're subscribed to this channel, thank you for subscribing. And to those who are watching this video and thinking of subscribing, where else are you going to get the news and images of Athens buses and basketball courts? Nowhere are you going to get geopolitics and buses and basketball courts from Athens, Greece, as well as parakeets, and obliterate the hype. Make sure to obliterate that hype button. And you can find us on Locals. You can also find us on X and Rumble. Go to the Durant Shop, pick up some merch. 25% off summer sale. I will see everybody tomorrow. Take care.